For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at the relationship between faith and love tonight. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, with open ears, ready to hear from the Word of God and ready to be taught by the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God here with us tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost, He teaches us all things, brings all things to our remembrance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have you with us. We thank you, Lord, that we have the Word of God, and bless and anoint each person here tonight, Lord, to hear the Word and to take it into their hearts and be blessed by it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The relationship between faith and love. So we'll do some revision about what is faith, firstly, and what is love, and then the relationship between faith and love. So faith is believing God, believing His word and acting on it. That's what faith is. It's believing God, believing His word, and acting on it. Faith is how we receive from God. We receive by faith. So we believe God, believe His word, and act on it, and that's how we use our faith. Faith is powerful. You have faith in you. God has given you faith in your heart. Praise the Lord. And it works. It works. Let's have a look at Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 6. Hebrews 11, verse 1, and then we'll read verse 6. And the scripture says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So we can see from this verse that faith, it brings things into this natural realm, out of the spirit realm. It makes them tangible. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. So that's how we use our faith. It resides in our heart and it takes hold on things in the spirit and brings them into the natural. That's what your faith does. Praise God. So faith is a powerful force. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So God wants you to use your faith. And the Lord said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. So He wants you to use it. Praise the Lord. So you have faith in your heart. And verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So it's impossible to please God without faith. And the reason for that is the opposite of faith is unbelief. And unbelief doesn't please God. So faith, the opposite is unbelief, and that doesn't please God. But faith is believing God and acting on His word, believing His word, and that pleases Him. So without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And the word shows us here, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So believe him, believe his word, believe that he loves you, that he wants to do good things for you, that he's all powerful. Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So diligently seek God. That's what he wants. That's what the commandment is. Diligently seek God. Be serious about it. Diligently seek God. If you have a need, you find the scripture that covers your need and you stay on it. Stay on the word. Diligently seek God, and then in faith expect him to reward you. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. So it's reasonable and right to expect God to reward you for diligently seeking him. So expect it. Expect it. Praise God. Expect to be rewarded. Expect it. And Mark 11:22, let's read that. Mark 11, verse 22, the Lord Jesus said, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's a command. Have faith in God. He is God. He will come through for you. He will help you. Have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God. So rely on him. Lean on him. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Trust him. Trust him. He won't let you down. Have faith in God. We are commanded to have faith in God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Second Corinthians 5, verse 7 tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight. That's important for us to understand in our Christian walk. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So when things aren't going, they don't seem to be going well. In the natural realm, in the sight realm, they don't seem to be going well. The word says we walk by faith, not by sight. Because by faith, we know that God is with us. By faith, we know that the Lord is on our side. We walk by faith, not by sight. And our faith changes things. Our faith changes things. So we don't walk by sight. There's no faith in that. There's no faith in just walking by what we can see. The faith means that we walk by our belief, even if we don't see it. So we walk by faith, not by sight. So faith connects us to the unseen, where the power of God is at work beyond mere sight. So that's what faith does. It connects us to the unseen. So it's important that we understand this about faith, because we're looking at shortly the relationship between faith and love. And so we are people of faith. We're called to live by faith and walk by faith. To have faith in God. This pleases God. So have faith in God. So faith is a powerful force in the Christian's heart. Let's have a look at Romans 12, verse 3. Romans 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." So as his child, you've been given the measure of faith in you to use. And as you use it and feed it with the word, it will increase. It will increase. It has the capacity to increase as you feed it and use it in your life, in your everyday life. Feed it on the word and use it in your everyday life. It has the capacity and it will increase. It will grow. So it will grow. The measure of faith that is in you. Praise God. So God has given to each Christian faith to use and to live by. Faith to use and to live by. Praise God. It's a as I said, it's a powerful force, a powerful spiritual force, the force of faith, and it resides in your heart. So we've looked at faith. Now, love is another powerful thing that you have in your heart. Love. You have love in your heart. It's been given to you by God. Love. Praise God. So Christians have the love of God in our hearts. And this love is supernatural. It's beyond natural human love. It is supernatural. So let's look at the scriptures. Romans 5:5. And Romans 5:5 says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." So the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So God's love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. God's love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So you can love people in the way that God has called you to love people as a Christian, with the love of God beyond human natural love. It's God's love. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we love God and we love other people also. Praise the Lord. So we love one another. So God's love, as I said, it's greater than natural human love, is in our heart. So we have the love of God in our heart. Have a look at 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16, which says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." So God is love, and we have his love in our heart. We continue on in the love of God. We dwell in God, and God dwells in us. Praise God. So God dwells in our hearts. He dwells in our hearts by faith, and his love is in our hearts. We are in him. We are part of his body.
Thank you, Lord.
And he is in us. Praise God. His love is in us. So he dwells in our hearts, and he is love. He is love. Praise God. God is love.
Thank
you. So you are a person born again with the love of God in your heart. You have God in your heart. You have God, and God is love, and he's in your heart. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God. You can walk in love, you can act in love, you can show love. You have love. You have the love of God in you. Praise God. So faith and love are connected. Faith that we've looked at, which is believing God, believing his word and acting on it, and love, the love of God shed abroad in our heart, which he expects us to walk in. He's given us his love. He expects us to walk in it. They are connected. They're linked. So have a look at John 13, verse 34. John 13, 34. We'll look at the commandment of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 13, 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So that's the commandment of the Lord Jesus. We know that Jesus loves us, and he's commanded us to love one another.
Thank you.
Love one another. Love one another. Praise God. Love one another. So we love one another. That's the commandment. And we can do it. We can do it. Because we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So he's commanded us to love one another, to live our life walking in the love of God. 1 John 4:7. Let's have a look. 1 John 4:7. And here the scripture says in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So let us love one another, for love is of God, and we are of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. You see? So if you're born again, you have the love of God in you. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So you have God in you, and God is love. Praise the Lord. So the commandment is love one another. Love one another. The Lord has told us to do that. The commandment, love one another. Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. And praise God. Have a look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. So having looked at these things, we look at Galatians 5 verse 6, and the word says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So he's talking about here that the love of God, if you're born again, the circumcision, which was for the Old Testament, doesn't avail anything anymore, nor uncircumcision. God looks at the heart. But faith, which worketh by love. So our faith works by love. So if we've transgressed that commandment to love one another, love God, love one another, if we've transgressed that commandment, then that is a hindrance to our faith. So, for instance, unforgiveness, that's a transgression against the law, against the commandment to love one another. So forgiveness is important. God tells us about this. Roots of bitterness in people's heart as well. And even we as Christians, we have to be guarding our heart, minding ourselves that we don't fall into the trap of unforgiveness or bitterness against somebody. So, and or let something like that take hold and, you know, grow up a root of bitterness, which the Bible talks about. But we have the love of God in us, so we can forgive them, even forgiving them by faith. So by faith, which means we say, I might not feel like it, but by faith I can do it because God's commanded me to do it, so I can do it. I forgive that person by faith. I forgive that person by faith and act as a wise person then. If that person, for instance, has been a person who's been hurting you in some way, it doesn't mean that you give them open access into your life anymore, but you've forgiven them. You've done what the Lord has told you to do. You've forgiven them. And you say, right, I've forgiven that person. I'm walking in love. Now I'm walking in love. I haven't transgressed that commandment. Now I'm walking in love. And you fully expect your faith to work. You fully expect your faith to work. You have faith in God. Praise the Lord. You know, that's why the Lord says to us in the scriptures to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves, you know, because sometimes, you know, the enemy is very subtle. Very subtle. And he can bring these sort of bitter thoughts, I suppose you might say, or bitter feelings, stir up bitter feelings, bitter thoughts against people. But the Lord, he's told us what to do. You forgive that person, and if there's any of that going on, that bitterness or unforgiveness type of thoughts or feelings, you cast it down. Cast it down in the name of Jesus and say, no, I cast that down in the name of Jesus. I cast it out of my life in Jesus' name. I have the love of God in me.
Amen.
I can walk in love. I can forgive people, and I have done so. And I fully expect my faith to work. Faith worketh by love. So if we keep ourselves walking in love and not transgressing that commandment to love one another, fully expect your faith to work. Fully expect your faith to work. So we examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. You know, even if it's a hard thing to do, we can do it. We can do it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can examine my own heart. Am I walking in love? Have I forgiven people if they've wronged me? I can do it. I can do it. I can forgive people, even forgive them by faith, which is not based on feelings. Praise God. Thank God for that. It's not based on feelings. And then I can continue on walking in love, and I fully expect my faith to work. See? And if the devil tries to bring a condemnation against you to say, oh, you know, you did this wrong, or, you know, you haven't forgiven that person, or you're in bitterness against that person, You say, no, shut up, devil, shut up. In the name of Jesus, I have forgiven that person. I am walking in love. You cast the devil out. Resist the devil in the name of Jesus. I'm walking in love. I'm walking in love, and I fully expect my faith to work. And it does, and it will. So our faith worketh by love. And 1 Corinthians, let's have a look at 1 Corinthians 13. And we'll look at this passage here, and then verse 13. 1 to 3 in 1 Corinthians 13, the scripture says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or as a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. You see? He's saying here that the charity is essential. Charity, which is love in action, that's what charity is, love in action. The charity is necessary, because if you take the charity out, these things are nothing. These things are nothing. And he talks about talking with tongues and faith to move mountains. If there's no charity there, it accomplishes nothing. So the charity, which is love in action, is needed. Faith and love work together. You can't separate them. Faith and love work together. Praise God. Faith and love. And verse 13, which says, we'll finish with this, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is charity. And he's told us why. Because our faith worketh by love. Charity, it keeps things working. Praise God. It keeps things working. Our love, love in action. The greatest of these is charity. It keeps things working for us. It keeps our faith working. Praise God. So let's think on these things. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your graciousness, your kindness, your love, and your mercy towards us. We love you. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord, for the love of God shed abroad in our hearts and the faith that you have given us, which works. It works by love. We thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, that you are our God. Your word says, have faith in you, which we do. I thank you, Lord, and I ask that your manifested blessing and grace be upon each person here today, Lord. Prosperity, blessing, health, deliverance, every good and wonderful thing that your word says we have and that's provided for in salvation. May it be manifested in each person's life here today, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You are a good God and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.